Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-round health and nutrition geek and lover of all things chocolate, especially before 10 a.m., if I can wing it that way. So welcome to this episode, and this week we're talking about supplements and the biggest mistakes I see people make, and I'm going to give you a bit of my guide to supplementation, my thoughts on it, what to do and what not to do, and all of that sort of good stuff, because I have to say, I chat to a lot of when people start working with me or they join my Nourish membership, people can have some very ad hoc, sometimes dangerous, very random approaches to supplementation, and I have some very clear views on it, and so I'm going to talk about it a little bit more today, because some of you listening might be a bit like, supplements, you just pee them out, what a waste of money, and others of you might have a cupboard or a drawer filled with 15, 20 different supplements you bought at different points that you haven't felt like worked and just sit there and you're not really too sure why, and you spent loads of money on supplements but they don't actually seem to be helping you. I know there's some of you out there, because that would be more the camp I would fit in. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we dive on in to this week's podcast, I want to let you know about my Gut Goddess quiz. So if you haven't taken the quiz yet, then make sure you head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. And I've created a free online health assessment that is going to help you to figure out what on earth is going on in your body. Is there hormonal issues? Is it primarily digestive? Is it primarily mindset? Is it primarily to do with your energy production? What the heck is going on with your body? Because that is one of the most frustrating and overwhelming things about this whole health thing, is that we can often just not know why we feel so crap. And so I've created a really quick quiz that you can do. It's for free, and that will give you a bit of a personalized report and action plan of some really helpful beginning steps for you. So you can take that, supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking about a couple of, mainly the overarching vision around supplements, but if you want to look at some of the basic supplements I tend to recommend that I might mention in this show, then you can head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/Amazon shop, and you'll see a whole bunch of the different kind of supplements that I generally recommend for people, and there'll be a little bit of blurb on them. I don't have loads of supplementation there, which you'll find out why in the show, because I think it's you need a tailored and often strategic approach to supplementation. But there's a couple of general ones that I think work really well. So if you want to know what they are and how to get hold of them, just head over to my little shop and you can get them there. Otherwise, let's dive on in, shall we? So supplementation, bit of a hot topic, and I can imagine there is different camps when it comes to supplementation. There's some people that love supplements, and maybe when they come to see me, really what they're after is just a list of supplements to take to kind of, you know, be their miracle quick fix. And then there's other people that maybe think supplementation is just a big marketing scam, waste of money, makes expensive pee. That's a common kind of phrase that's get banded out there. So what's a girl to do? You know, are supplements helpful? Are they not? Are they a waste of money? Should you take them? And if you do take them, what's a good strategy? What are the mistakes people make? What, you know, how do we approach this? Because, you know, the marketing around supplements is pretty good. It's easy to get hold of them. Claims supplements make can be pretty impressive. We read about lots of stuff online being like, I took B12 and everything in my life changed, or I took a probiotic and my whole life transformed in a day. You know, we can read lots of claims around it, but what about you and your body, and what role do supplements play in your health journey, your healing journey, and in you feeling really, really awesome. So that's what we're going to look at today. And I'm just going to share with you my approach that I take in my kind of nutrition practice and in my life, and based on my opinion and also some of the research that I have done. So, number one, do we need supplements on a really basic level? Well, it's a good question. There is different schools of thought, because some people would say if you're eating a good diet, you should actually get all your nutrients from your diet, which I do agree with. I think you cannot out-supplement a bad diet or bad digestion or imbalances in the body necessarily. So supplementation alone is not going to transform your health. So just being on a supplement regime alone is not necessarily going to transform your health. It might help a little bit. So you might make 10% improvement, 20% improvement, but supplementation is really meant to supplement other kind of health practices going on. And it's really meant to supplement on an ongoing kind of improvement of your bodily health systems. So I do think that supplementation, you've just got to get a fine balance with it. But I do think they are needed. And I do use supplements. I take supplements daily, and I do create supplement plans for my clients. So I also but you want it to be in the right order. So a lot of the time people basically replace medications, their views towards medication of, I'll take this pill and it'll fix my problem. And they put that same viewpoint on supplementations. I'll take this supplement pill and it will solve my problems. And that's not really what a supplementation is for in my book. Supplementation is meant to be supplementary. It's supplementing, it's supercharging, it's potentially accelerating certain results. And it is really helpful. And I do use them. I love supplementation. I think it can work really well, but it needs to be in the right order. But when it comes to, do we need them to survive? I think if you are in perfect health, you're not stressed, in living in a perfect environment with the perfect amount of light, perfect amount of sun, with really nutrient-rich soil, eating a really awesome diet for you and your body, that you are not getting stressed out, that you are sleeping really well, your exposure, you know, your work is fulfilling, you have a deep spiritual connection, you're living on purpose, then potentially no, you don't need supplementation. But if you find someone like that, then let me know, because I've yet to find someone who, you know, they might be, love their job and whatever, but actually they're quite stressed and tired, then maybe not sleeping that well. Or even if you are feeling like, you know, because of my stress, is I manage my stress well, I sleep really well, I've created a life that's healthy for me, then there's even just the question of how nutrient rich is our soil. And due to industrial farming methods and the kind of aggressive nature that we've taken to our food production in the last, 60, 70 years, our soil is actually really depleted. And our farming methods means the food that we're getting is less nutrient dense and often sweeter, like fruit, like apples are much sweeter now than they were 50 years ago because we bred them that way. So our food often has been altered. Then we also have things like genetically modified foods that has altered the nutrient density again. Then we also have things like pesticides and herbicides. So it's not just the soil. We also have these environmental toxins. You know, we are walking around with lots of car fumes. We have lots of electromagnetic fields from mobile phone inputs. There's a lot more heavy metals due to ocean than going into the fish and into our waters. We have just so many more pollutants than we potentially did several hundred years ago. Although, I mean, you could argue that because back in the Industrial Revolution, there was lots of pollutants. But in terms of our very traditional, maybe not more than 100, maybe thousands of years ago, actually, we are living in a much more toxic world. Toxins from heavy metals like mercury that's in our fish, arsenic's often in our water, toxins from things like mold from, you know, in the UK, lots of us live in moldy houses that we don't even realize, which is really toxic to the body. Our soil isn't as nutrient dense. We're driving around in cars. We're getting stuck in traffic. We're living in cities filled with smog and smoke and petroleum. We are stressed out. It's another huge toxin. We're working really hard. We're getting exposed to hours of blue light every day and not enough natural light. We are actually subject to a lot of stresses to the body, a lot of toxins, a lot of things that can actually really drain and deplete the body. The expectations we put on ourselves culturally now are much higher. You know, we are meant to work and we're meant to study and we're meant to raise children and we're meant to do these things and keep a tidy house and do this and go to the gym and do volunteer work and which actually I'm not sure, you know, it's just a lot. And I'm not sure traditionally we had quite as many things on our to-do list. I think more traditional cultures, it was like, find some food, cook the food, care for our community, go to bed, defend our community, you know, things like that. So I actually think in the modern world, in an ideal world, we wouldn't need supplements. But in my view, in the modern world, unless you're the unicorn who is living in the mountains, loving life and totally de-stressed, growing all your own food, blah, 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 I would say supplementation is actually a really helpful, is one of a really helpful strategy. That still didn't make sense. It's a really helpful strategy, one of many. It's not the only strategy. Supplementation alone isn't gonna, you know, solve everything in your life, but it is a really helpful strategy for adding resiliency to the body because we are getting hit with a lot more toxins, a lot more stresses, and supplementation can really help build resiliency when done in the right way, which we'll talk about in a minute. Also, I think just from our food is just less nutrient dense. Even if you're eating all organic vegetables, the soil still isn't as nutrient dense as it used to be. And a lot of the time, most people aren't eating all organic, so they're also getting their GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, things like sugars, which are very depleting, different kind of artificial chemicals and flavor enhancers and all these things that we... And there's lots of research show that they're actually, they don't build the body up. They can actually sort of be liabilities. And so we're consuming a lot of those things. So do we need them? I think your average person does. So what are the key things to remember when it comes to supplementation? And what are my main bugbears when it comes to supplements? Because... Supplements, most supplements you can buy yourself. There's a couple of supplementation companies that will put restrictions on and you can only buy through practitioners. So there's a couple of supplements I recommend to people that you can only buy if I basically give approval to, because they are just maybe a bit more potent. But generally you can buy supplements at your local pharmacy, at your local supermarket. You can buy them on Amazon. They're not difficult to get hold of. You can find fish oil in your local huge supermarket. Now, please don't buy fish oil or take fish oil from your local supermarket. So, but there's lots of different bugbears. So what I'm going to do is share with you the kind of four different things that you really need the kind of four mistakes, really, that I see people make when it comes to supplementation. And these things, and their mistakes in that they could potentially be harmful and dangerous to the body. Their mistakes in that they could potentially be you just wasting your money, or the mistakes in that they just aren't really going to be helping you to get to where you want to be. So these are the four different things that I see often when clients come to me, or just when I'm chatting to people, or just chatting to friends, or, you know, family or whatever. So number one is, and well, actually, even before that, kind of pre-number one, number zero, is that people have quite a an ad hoc approach to supplementation. And I actually think with supplementation, you don't want to do it lightly. You don't just necessarily, you don't need to be super serious. It's not the same as medications, but you want to have a approach and an intention around your supplementations. Because the biggest mistake, number one, the biggest mistake I see people make is they lack any sort of strategy for their supplementation. So there's no strategy and there's very little rationale. So you might ask someone, you know, they take fish oils that they bought from Asda. And you say, how long have you been taking them for? Oh, you know, a couple of months. Why is that? Oh, I read that they were good for something. Or you might take probiotics, but you don't really know why. There's no real strategy to it. Are you going to take probiotics for the rest of your life? Are you taking them for a couple of months? How long are you taking for? How many are you taking a day? What is it to target and to help? Do you need any co-nutrients to help with that? It's really important with supplementation that there's a clear strategy. Otherwise, you are just kind of like popping pills. And lots of supplementation actually work in synergy. So you don't maybe just want to be taking probiotics. Probiotics might be really useless for you. They might make you worse, actually, if you have certain kind of bacterial infections. Probiotics might only work for you if you have one specific strain, or you might need to make sure you've shifted your diet so that you have enough prebiotics, or you need to do a bit of a gut cleanse first in order for the probiotics to be effective. So just deciding because you've just read somewhere to take probiotics or whatever the supplement is, it's not necessarily a terrible strategy, because sometimes trial and error can work and you might get lucky and start taking probiotics and feel much better, which is great. But having a wider strategy and rationale for your supplementation is important. Also, because supplements can interact with each other as well. So I often maybe get clients come to me and they've seen other practitioners who've maybe put them on this multivitamin and then this specific nutrient and then this specific nutrient. And actually, when you add up how much they're taking in a day of specific supplementations of things like vitamin D or vitamin A or vitamin E or whatever it is that they're on, actually, there's not a lot of cohesion, or they can be taking too much of certain vitamins and minerals, or there's just not a lot of strategy to it. And I'm a very strategic thinker. I think that's why I'm good at what I do, is actually you need a clear strategy for what you're doing. So you don't just want to be taking every single supplement under the sun, because that's the other problem. If you're taking 6 supplements a day, often I'll ask people, they'll come to me with their list and I'll say, okay, so which supplement do you feel like really helps you? And they have no idea. They don't know if their turmeric is helping them. They don't know if probiotics are useful. They don't know if vitamin C has helped. They don't know if they feel any different from being on a multivitamin. And it's not just, you know, you don't just take supplements because you get, you know, that 24-hour, oh my goodness, response rate. Sometimes you take supplementations without feeling the benefit, but you know that there is an underlying need for it, for sure. But a lot of the time people just add random stuff and they don't know if it makes a difference or if they feel better or what it is. So I often will always get with clients to introduce things one thing at a time and just see how they feel and respond. And yep, you do want to take supplements for a longer period of time, which I'll talk about in a bit, but you actually do need a clear strategy and rationale. And that's why I love in my one-to-one practice is running some labs with people, because it's really easy to just read about all the symptoms of B12 deficiency and be like, I'm so B12 depleted. Oh my goodness, I'm going to take loads of B12. I read this book, I read this blog, I'll take loads of B12. And that might be it. You might be on the money and you'll feel great. But actually, it might not be about B12 at all, because some of the symptoms of B12 depletion might actually be more to do with folate, or it might actually be to do with your stomach acid, or it might be to do with iron, actually. And that's why testing is really important. If we have some clear evidence and data in front of us that says, you know what, Mrs. Smith, you are actually really depleted in B12, really depleted in thiamine, and your magnesium's really low, then we can have a clear strategy and rationale. And that's why for myself, I regularly test for certain vitamins and minerals that I know I've been depleted in the past. So during this pregnancy, I probably about 3 or 4 months in, ran another set of tests just to check in with my B12, with my folate, with my iron, with my thyroid antibodies and thyroid hormones, with my vitamin D, and a couple of the key nutrients that I knew I'd been low in the past. And I wanted to just check in because I'd been supplementing with those things, check in with, did I have too much? Because that's the thing. You can get too much of certain vitamins in your body. You don't want too much B12. You don't want too much vitamin D. You don't want too much vitamin A. The body works like Goldilocks. You've got to think of the body, it's a really helpful way of thinking the body in lots of different aspects, but especially with supplementations and nutrients and minerals. The body's not happy if it has too little. If the bowl of porridge is too small, then Goldilocks isn't happy. If the bowl of porridge is too big and too hot, Goldilocks isn't happy. And the body is the same. It doesn't want too much B12. That can cause a lot of problems, but it also doesn't want too little. And so just having more of something isn't always that helpful. Just being like, oh, well, I read B12 is really good, so I'll just take it. And then maybe I'll take more of it and just supplementing with it until the rest of your life without ever really checking in with your body is not very wise. And it's not a very strategic thing. You could potentially just be wasting money on stuff that your body's not utilizing. So that's why I love running just lab tests with people. Ideally, not every client does it because they are a bit more of an expense, but then you can really tailor your supplementation. So I know for me, I take quite a lot of folate because I know when I've looked at my blood test results, my folate is really quite low despite supplementing. So I had to work really hard on that before getting pregnant. If you want to know more about that, then check out my episode on preconception care, why folate is so important before you get pregnant and not just during. So it's really, really helpful. Have a strategy, have a rationale before it, and ideally introduce things one at a time. So there's a couple of supplements I would probably say that you don't massively need a huge strategy for, and that would be things like vitamin C. I generally feel like from research and the way that it works in the body, vitamin C is not a huge, you're not going to get a lot of toxicity from that. You will literally just pee out. And it has so many benefits. So things like vitamin C, I don't necessarily think you need like this clear strategy and rationale. If someone just wants to take vitamin C, I generally recommend most people take vitamin C. It's not just great for your immune system, it's great for your hormones, great for your skin, all of that sort of good stuff. Certain nutrients you could get away with just taking in a very random fashion. I'd probably say vitamin C was maybe the only other one. When it comes to probiotics, people tend to take probiotics quite ad hoc. I actually think eating fermented foods is the best place to begin with, because if you react badly to fermented foods, then you know that probiotics probably, you're going to need a specific strain and approach to probiotics, probably due to histamine in the gut and or some other kind of dysbiosis. So I actually prefer fermented foods as a great place to start. But to be fair, there's not a lot of reports on toxicity issues with probiotics. Probiotics aren't exactly harmful. So there's certain nutrients that you could be a bit more ad hoc with because they're not exactly, we have no research that they're going to do anyone harm. So probiotics, there's no real long-term risks from the research that I'm aware of. Please correct me if I'm wrong, if there's any research out there. There could well be ones that are discovered, but because it works just the way that a lot of probiotics works, there's not often a high risk. So that's often why people are a bit more ad hoc about probiotics. But I tend to even think with probiotics, it's good to have a strategy and know which strain, why are you taking them? What is it for? What's it targeting? And that's where working with practitioners like myself or other people nearby or other people who do this is really, really important. Another part of this in terms of part two of mistakes, this is probably just still the same point in terms of lacking strategy, is that supplements do interact with medications. So you don't just want to take a bunch of supplements ad hoc if you're on different medications. So what I do with a lot of people, with all my clients that come to me, if they're on any medications regular, even if it's not on a daily basis, but say they take ibuprofen a couple of times a week for back pain or whatever it is, or paracetamol a couple of times a week or a month, You want to know all of those different things. And then you want to be able to check your kind of drug-nutrient interactions, because the medication that you're taking will be impacting your biochemistry, and then supplementing, and that medication can be helped or hindered by certain medications. And there's certain research that shows if you're on specific medications, then certain nutrients can really help support actually the functioning of that medication. I'm pretty sure there's some research around SSRIs, which is your most common antidepressant. And there's some research showing that fish oils, I'm pretty sure, can help support the mechanisms of that specific medication. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that is the case. So it can be work really helpfully, supplementation, if you know you're on certain medications. Also can be really depleting of the body. So certain strong medications can really deplete the body of things like folate and B12 and zinc and all of these kinds of things. So if you know if you're on those medications, you really want to get some supplementations to make up for those depletions that are being caused by those medications. And birth control is a great example of that. So the contraceptive pill, in various different forms. Each form is slightly different and will deplete the body in different ways. But in general, the contraceptive will really deplete your body of quite a lot of nutrients. And so that's really, really helpful then to bring in some targeted supplementation to help with those depletions, especially if you're planning on being on the pill for a long period of time. It's really, really important that you make sure you replete stores of things like zinc and magnesium and your B vitamins and all of these sorts of things that just in the nature of how certain medications work will cause depletions. And so there's lots of research on things like that. So you really want to check those out. But also supplementation can interact negatively with medications. So lots of people might be on antidepressants and they're taking things like St. John's wort, which is a kind of more I'm pretty sure it's a homeopathic kind of supplement that you can buy from Boots and lots of places to help with depression. So they're on antidepressants and they've also read about St. John's wort, so they'll take them together. You don't want to take the two of those together. They don't interact well in the body. It's not a great combination. And there's loads of other interactions like that where you actually want to be really careful about supplementations and the medications that you are on. And it's not uncommon for clients that I work with just to highlight to them, actually, you know, with this medication that you're on, you don't really want to be taking that. So that is something to consider. It's not to scare you, but you do want to bear that in mind, especially if you're on several medications. And a lot of the time you might be able to find this out as well. You can just, I mean, Google things, you might get a bit overwhelmed, but you could find out, okay, this is the type of medication I'm on. Is there any contraindications with supplementation? So that's also something you really want to take into consideration. And what I'll always do with clients is go through what the interactions with the medications that they're on and how might supplements help their medication and how might they not. Also, with supplementation, you might be really working on supporting your liver and detoxification process. Obviously, every medication that you have is going to be bypassing through the liver and will have been created to survive that kind of detoxification process, though it doesn't get thoroughly detoxed out, if that makes sense. And so you also want to be aware of that. So I know it's just tempting to be like, oh, let's just take a bunch of different things, but I'd really encourage you just to get some sort of strategy on it, especially if you're on medications, long-term medications. If you're looking to target a specific thing, then it's really, really helpful to have a clear strategy, because otherwise you could potentially waste loads of money on supplements that don't really do anything for you because they're not really hitting the root cause. And that's when it really comes down to a lot of the work that I do and lots of other practitioners do. And as part of integrative health, you know, this integrative health approach is really asking the question why and looking at the root cause. What's the root cause of your fatigue? What's the root cause of your PCOS? What's the root cause? Why is it that you have IBS? Why is it that you're bloated all the time? Why is it that your thyroid's gone? And when you can answer that question, then you can create a really nice, clear, and often simple supplement strategy to help with that. So that's number one, lacking strategy and rationale. That's the biggest mistake I see people make when it comes to supplementation. Number two is people buy really cheap crap supplements from places like Asda and Tesco. So apart from vitamin C, which I would say you can buy pretty cheap crap versions of if you want. Ideally with vitamin C, you want to be going there's three different categories of vitamin C. You have basic cheap vitamin C that your supermarket would sell. You have a food-based food source vitamin C, which is slightly better. It's more expensive. Then you'd have something called liposomal vitamin C. And the, obviously the food-based and the liposomal are the best. They're also the most expensive. So I think there is still some benefit of just your cheap ascorbic acid vitamin C. Anyway, but most of the time people might buy a multivitamin, a women's multivitamin or magnesium supplement and just get that from Tesco. And it really, the form of the vitamins and nutrients you take matters. And the quality of the supplement you take matters. A lot of cheap supplements will have a lot of bulking agents, a lot of crap in them to kind of bulk it out. They'll often have more synthetic forms of, say, B12, which the body doesn't really utilize very well, or things like magnesium. A lot of magnesium supplements are magnesium oxide, which doesn't get absorbed as well into the body. It's the cheap form. It's just not very useful to do. So buying things like fish oils often are used, often cheap fish oils supplementation will use rancid fish that's not been tested for things like mercury and heavy metal content. So you really don't want to be getting cheap, crappy supplements. And that's why, number one, it's helpful to have a strategy and rationale so that you can know, okay, instead of buying seven supplements for £40, let's buy two for £40 that are really good quality and that are going to really help and are really going to be targeted. So things like, even with and in my preconception care podcast, which I think was episode 27, you know, I talked about Pregnacare, that, you know, you just, it's just a, I don't even know if it's that cheap, but it's a rubbish prenatal to take. It's better than nothing for sure. But you really want to be taking quality supplementation in order to just get enough the bang for your buck. Otherwise, you're kind of wasting your money. If your body's not thoroughly absorbing it, if it's in cheap forms, or it's got loads of additives and craps and bulking agents out that aren't actually going to help your body, then you're not leveraging as much power from your supplements as you could do. And I'm a big proponent of, let's get as much bang for our buck. Let's get leverage the heck out of this supplementation that you're going to, this supplement strategy you're going to have to give you the best results. And so basically you just don't want to be buying things from supermarkets, even places like certain health food shops, places like Holland and Barrett. There's some okay things in there, but a lot of the time they're just not, they're often just maybe cheaper forms, and they're not all always even that cheap either. So you've got to recognize supplementation is, it's a business. So supplement companies are out to make money. Yes, hopefully they're out to help you, but they are out to make money, and it's really worth actually investing more money in some decent probiotics or a decent, you know, if vitamin C is really going to be helpful for you, for your adrenals, then actually investing more money in a good vitamin C, a bit more money in a good prenatal, good multivitamin, in a good CoQ10, in a good, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Actually, you really want a good form of B12, a good form of folate. It's really worth actually buying less and getting higher quality for your money. So that's number two. Biggest mistake is just cheap crap supplements. And number three is people don't take them for long enough often. So there is a bit of an approach to supplementation that is that kind of quick fix approach, where people are like, oh, well, yeah, I started taking, I don't know, say a multivitamin. I recommend a multivitamin to a client. And then like a week later, they're like, oh, I don't really feel any different. And there's a level to that. If you've been taking a supplement for a really long time, and when you stop taking it, you don't really notice any difference in your body, and you maybe been taking it for 3 or 4 or 5 months, and it doesn't make a difference, then, you know, you could argue that it's not that useful. But taking something for a couple of days or a week, 2 weeks, even 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you just need to give your body a little bit longer. They're not miracle fix pills. They're supplementary supporters. So they are not like medications. Medications go into the body to fix a problem, basically, or switch off a problem. They'll often either go to switch off something, turn on something, block something, that kind of thing. Whereas actually supplementation, often you're looking at nutrients, you're looking at vitamins and minerals, and they are cofactors. They are there to supplement the body system. So then don't work you're not giving someone supplements to necessarily fix something. You're giving it to give the body some of the basic resources that it needs to kind of fix itself a lot of the time. So there's times when, you know, you would do more complicated or heavier supplementation plans in order to fix things. But generally what we're talking about here is just general supplementation. And so you want to give a long enough period of time. So I would say you want to give at least like 6 to 8 weeks for something as a minimum, ideally 3 months, so long as you're not on a really ridiculous dosage of it. And again, ideally, this is where you would run some lab tests. You'd maybe run a urine analysis, or you'd maybe take some blood samples. You'd maybe go to your GP and you'd get things like your B12 and vitamin D checked. And then 3 months later, you would get them checked again. So you can see, you know, do I still need to keep taking this? Is this helpful? And so it really is, a lot of the time people will take things and then just not, you know, then give up. Also, they might take things inconsistently. They, you know, might take a multivitamin once a week. You're not going to, you need to be consistent in your supplementation program, which again comes back to having a strategy and a rationale. If you have no strategy, then you'll just take some random supplements when you remember. Whereas if you have a strategy of actually, you need to take it in the morning and at lunch with food at this time, twice a day, do that for 4 weeks, then take a break for a week and then go back. You know, you have a clear strategy to it, then that makes it easier. So, but most of the time people don't take it for long enough. And I'd say you want to at least take something for a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks, ideally more like 3 months-ish, depending on the nutrient. And I wouldn't recommend you take 3 months worth of a really high dose, but then I wouldn't recommend high dosing on anything unless you have some clear lab tests that show they're really depleted. So for me, I've had quite high doses of folate for probably the last year, but I based that on my test results, and I regularly check in. Same with vitamin D. I was quite low in vitamin D, so again, I took quite high amounts. Then I rechecked. My vitamin D was at a really optimal range, so I reduced my supplementation. So high doses of vitamins and supplements can be really, really helpful, but ideally you really want to be checking in with your actual kind of biochemical results so that you can hit that optimal level. Again, it's like Goldilocks. You don't want too much and you don't want too little. You want the optimal amount for your body, and that is different for everyone. So for me, I have a genetic mutation that means I really struggle with folate, which is why I have to take so much. My best friend might not have that, and if she took the same amount of folate as me, then it would be a disaster for her. So that's why it really comes back to the strategy and rationale that's always really individually based. And the next mistake is that I see people taking is that lots of people don't take supplements with food. Now, there's certain supplements you maybe don't want to take with food, but in general, you want to be taking your supplementation with a meal, because you've got that natural synergy, especially things like vitamins. If you're doing vitamins and minerals, if you're thinking you're taking vitamin C and you take it on its own, but then you take vitamin C with, say, maybe a smoothie that's already got natural food-based vitamin C, then you're adding in some ascorbic acid, you've got this lovely natural synergy. And vitamins and minerals work in synergy. You never, you know, you don't get a food out there that only has vitamin C in. There's vitamin C, and then there'll be other nutrients. There might be some B vitamins, there might be some fiber. There's probably going to be, some, you know, magnesium. There might be some iron in there. You know, the nature works in synergy. You need all of these different things together. And so that's why often taking supplements with meals can be really helpful. Also, if you're taking something that is maybe a fat-soluble vitamin, if you're having a meal with fat in, then it's going to help you to absorb it. So you don't want to take vitamin A just on its own, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin. You want to be having it with a meal where you've got some butter on there, or you've added some ghee or some coconut oil, or your salad drizzled with olive oil. That's really going to help the absorption of that fat-soluble vitamin. So that's another thing. Ideally taking supplementation before a meal. Also, that really helps to kind of push it down. If you think you have your supplement and then you have your meal on top of that and you push it down. Again, there is exceptions to this rule. Sometimes you want to take supplementation alone. That is definitely the case, but in general, having it with mealtime. So Let's review some of these biggest mistakes. So a lack of strategy and rationale, where people just take random supplements hoping it works. They're not looking at how they're interacting with their medications, their nutrients. There's no real strategy for it. They don't really know why. They don't really know if it's helping. They don't really know what they're targeting. That's probably one of the biggest mistakes. Number two is they go for really cheap, crappy supplements from supermarkets or whole food chains or even certain kind of network marketing things. A lot of the time can be really branded really nicely, but when I look at the ingredients, they're not in great form. You want quality forms of vitamins and minerals and that are most bioavailable for the body. Mistake number three is people often don't take them for long enough, and they're approaching supplementation like they would approach medication. Supplements don't fix things, they supplement things. They supplement the body in its own kind of natural healing processes and its own kind of pathways. They don't necessarily interact or change those pathways or change those systems in the body. And number four is lots of people don't take them before a meal. And ideally, most supplements in general, you want to take before a meal to really help with that natural synergy, to help it get kind of thoroughly digested, and to just help you to absorb all the good stuff that is in them. So those are my biggest mistakes that I see. And by the way, guys, I've made all these mistakes. I used to be the queen of just buying random supplements because I read about it somewhere that it might help me. And it didn't. Whereas now I do take supplements daily, but I know they're really aligned with what I just know is going on with my body. And if I need outside support, help with that, I go and get help. I'll go and run tests. I'll go and work with other nutritionists to create a really clear strategy if I feel like I'm getting a little bit foggy in that. But I do believe in the power of supplements. I do think most people would find them really helpful to take, and they can really accelerate your results and your kind of healing pathway, but they are not the only answer. They are just part of a kind of more holistic sort of program to you feeling a little bit kick-ass. And again, if you want to know more about some of the general supplements that I recommend, things like the magnesium oil that I use or the vitamin C, then you can head over to my Amazon shop at supernaturallyhealthy.org. Because I put a couple of recommendations of things I use regularly there. Otherwise, let me know any questions that you have. Make sure you go and do the Gut Goddess quiz. And I'm sending you lots of love and light and healthy supplementation this week. Otherwise, I'll see you next week. And if you haven't left a review, please go and leave a review. I read every single one. It's just a really great way of us growing our audience and of this podcast being able to educate more and more people, which is really this end goal. And it also is just a really nice way of saying thank you for all the time and money that we put into running this podcast, which my goal is that this is a weekly show that really helps to educate, inspire you so that you can live one incredibly healthy life, sort out your belly, sort out your relationship with food, and really feel free in the body that you're in, and just feeling so incredibly healthy that you can go on and do all the incredible dreams and plans and visions that you have and that God's given you for your life. Our health is one of our key foundations for actually being able to do awesome things in the world. And so once we have our health and once you feel better and more energized, you can go on and do all the kick-ass stuff that you created to do. And that's why I do this podcast and do all the work that I do. So leaving a review would be lovely. It would make me happy. And yeah, you can do that over iTunes. Look for the Gut Goddess Show, click ratings and reviews, and then just click on the button, write a review. Okay, sending you lots of love, guys. Bye.